7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, October 16th. Joining us in conversation, the reigning queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli.
How long does this reign take place?
As long as she contributes.
As long as she can keep the responsibilities of the crown.
Let's see if I can imitate Roberta. Finding answers to questions like, how do I save money? All right, what are we going to hear from you later on in this hour, Roberta?
Oh, I'd like to tell you, except my internet is not responding.
Really? You don't have this on the tip of your tongue, the tip of your finger? I can do. I probably know it as well as you do under the circumstances.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we have free military meals from Golden Corral.
Yeah.
We have, free Bibles from Amazon.com. And a really neat way for your kids to open up their own bank account and be able to try it out online as well. I mean, this is a very neat program that this particular bank has, and I think all kids should sign up for it.
All children should have savings accounts.
Absolutely.
Richie, do your children have savings accounts, bank accounts?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And do they manage them? No.
No, but where does the money come from?
Birthdays.
Their life of crime.
Right. We'll throw a little bit of money in there. I mean, at this point, they're not really earning any money at 5 and 8.
Right.
What's wrong with their
stock? Right, yeah, come on.
Mine were earning money at that age.
Right. When I was 3 years old, they walked 16 miles uphill to school both
them
ways.
Them too? I did that. Wow.
Those shoes.
Congratulations.
No, but you see, Victoria has a bank account that's just her own.
Yeah.
And yes, I had to sign on it because she's under 18. But we put $50 a week in it for her because that's her allowance, and she has an ATM card, and she manages the money. Some she saves, some she spends. So she, that way you get an idea of how to budget and how to use money.
She gets $50 a week, and what does she do?
Does this have to cover her metro and her
lunch? We live in Manhattan.
Right.
She'll take Manhattan.
No, but I mean, you said it's her allowance. Does she have to do things for it?
Oh, yeah, she helps me in the apartment, absolutely. Puts dishes away.
But what does this $50 of, I mean, I know she has expenses because you guys are in Manhattan, and she has to take the metro, she has to buy her lunch at school. Or no, you make her those healthy lunches.
Yeah, she makes her lunch usually. But, it's just, it's pocket money. It's even stuff, buying a piece of fruit from the fruit vendor on the street. Picking up a shirt at the thrift store.
Just New York's a whole different scene, man.
Completely different scene.
Yeah.
And sometimes she even goes out to eat with friends. They'll go get a piece of pizza or what have you, or a bagel or something.
Wow.
So, she really, that's
a reality.
That's the low end.
Yeah, that's a reality.
That's the low end reality.
Yeah. Here in Northern Virginia, we don't need to worry about that stuff.
But plus, she also has a credit card. And the credit card is used for things like taxis.
Yeah, I would imagine if my kid were walking the streets of New York by themselves, I would want them to have some type of credit card in there available to them.
So and she travels by herself, too, on airplanes and stuff, so she needs a credit card.
Right, of course she does. All right, so anyway, that's the queen of cheap.
You are so uninterested. So bad.
Did you find it fascinating, though, Doug?
What's that, Richie?
Just how, independence in the biggest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Versus,
okay, so Jennifer's laughing. Here's my read on this. Mm-hmm. The essence of what it takes to make people, I'm very much in favor of children learning how to be independent, how to take care of themselves, because the opposite of that is a plague, an epidemic that has covered this country.
Yep. Helicopter parents.
Just everybody's watching every move that every child makes, and they can't make mistakes, and they can't, to a point. You need to know that your children are okay. After that, they need to experience life. They've gotten what you taught them, and they'll carry that with them, and they have other influences, peers, and what they see in their various social media connections. All of this stuff is part of how children grow up today. And to have them as dependent as some children are on their parents really is part of the whole problem we have in this country of a lack of productivity. They feel like they can...
And that's what I struggle with. I struggle with how much independence should I give my kids. My daughter at 5? No. My son at 8? Okay. You want to go up to your friends up the street by yourself? Go ahead. No problem. I want you back here in 30 minutes. If he doesn't make it back in 30 minutes, then we have repercussions.
Yeah.
But I'm giving him that leash now.
My daughter said to me once that it was really amazing how I said to them and tried to teach them by example to be independent as kids growing up, and they were. Megan was able to get around in London on her own when she was 11, 12 years old, and it didn't bother us because she knew what was what and who was who and where to go and how to get there, and it has made her very independent, kind of stuff.
Let your daughter maneuver around London
when we were in
by
we used to go back
11
and
or 12 years
right,
old.
Here's what used to we were from the very beginning of our relationship. Tony and I went to England, and that was in 1971. 72, 3, 4, 5. Megan was born in 73, and so in 1985 ish, after she'd expressed a desire to go to school there, we would bring her. She was very familiar with going around the city. And so it might have been that we were doing one thing in a part of the city and she wanted to go to something else, but she knew where she was going and was comfortable as she was in New York at that age of her life. She has always maintained independence. She always has known how to take care of herself, if you will. And so did she go away for the day? No. She might go shopping or go do something on her own, go to a park or that sort of
thing.
For
an hour or two.
For an hour or so.
We'll meet you back here in 2 hours.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But I think the kids today are just so, dependent on, and it's a false dependence.
It's funny.
False control.
As I help coach my son's baseball team, and I'm also an instructor at the local Taekwondo school, I see all these kids either get dropped off by their parents or brought by their parents while their parents sit and watch.
Yeah.
And I am amazed, for me, at the amount of kids who get dropped off and their parents never even walk in.
Yeah.
Like they're not interested enough to come watch their kid participate in this activity.
Which
that
would
it's
be
just
fun.
For them, they look at it as for me. It's look at me. I became a black belt with
selfish.
My son.
They're so selfish. And all they want is to get rid of the kids so they can do something on their own.
You know, it's just like they just drop them off. For them, it's free time. Good. I have an hour to go do this or do that. Mm-hmm. I have an hour of me time, and some people need that. That's fine. That's cool. But they never come in. And then, okay, are those kids better off because they are independent? Most of the time I find those kids are the ones I have a hard time controlling.
Yeah. Well, and
they don't pay attention. They're,
here's another thing.
Participating.
How many of you are bugged by the parents? There are four or five streets kind of close to where the farm is here in Framingham. And the children might have to walk a quarter of a mile. Long driveways in private areas, the private developments. So the parents, the mother, most of the time, comes out to the end of the driveway in a car and sits there on a 70-degree day to pick little Johnny up and bring his sorry little butt back to the house instead of having him
just
walk
up the driveway. But you have to remember, you live in rural America where there are long driveways. I mean, if I did that, literally, it would be like 2 feet back.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But if we're on the corner, you're on a street corner. If you go out, five, six blocks to the main road?
How old are the kids? How old is little Johnny?
What difference does it make? I don't think it makes a difference unless he's a kindergartner or first grader. I've seen kids that are junior high school kids picked up by their parents.
Crazy.
Of course it's crazy. They go to the schools
in our
and pick them up.
Once they're in the third, fourth grade, that's when they start walking back from the bus stop by themselves.
Yeah, I just think
in my neighborhood, unless they were walking with a friend that I liked, I would absolutely go pick them up.
Yeah, you would.
Or a bodyguard with shotguns.
Yeah.
But in my neighborhood, that's what I would do.
By the time you have children, you move out of that neighborhood. You keep that place for a weekend escape.
A weekend escape. My summer home.
Party.
Literally escape.
All right. So, Jen, what's in the television report today?
Well, I don't know. I'm all distracted now because you guys are making fun of my house. We're going to talk about the Golden Globes, little Bachelorette news, and a rumor swirling around David Letterman.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And Ned's going to tell you that, when you get to it. We'll
really?
Talk about it, yeah.
You know, I saw him the other night. He's looking thin.
Yeah. Oh, you know who was on the...
Like a little gaunt.
On my the plane ride back from Los Angeles to Boston last night.
Who?
Michael Keaton was sitting right behind me, and Michael Douglas was three seats up on the other side.
I love...
Look.
Love Michael Keaton.
And I don't know whether they didn't act like they even, I mean, they acknowledged each other and had a quick conversation from what I can see. I kind of left him alone. I didn't really know because I was kind of conked out. When I get the little television movie box, I just
the
go.
Movie box, Doug.
The movie box.
TV. Right.
Yeah.
Well, the movie box.
I was watching Captain America. Everybody's laughing.
Oh, that's a good movie, actually.
I was saying what the picture's on and makes the sound in my living room.
And what's this newfangled thing they have out with a screen on it that does this something called the internet?
Okay, let me ask you this question, though.
What's the question?
I'm going to actually ask you a serious question.
No more stupid than
movie box. Did you notice something about Captain America?
I don't understand how they got him from the side.
Notice something just in general about the movie, not necessarily the storyline?
Did I notice something about the movie?
There was something that hit me after I saw that movie, and I was like, that is so cool. They did not utter one cuss word during that movie.
No, there wasn't any.
No, really?
Isn't that cool? Yeah. And not one, but you didn't even miss it. Just at the end, I was like, wow, there was not one F-bomb in here. It's like you could actually take your kids to see it. It's a cool movie.
18 past the hour on Good Day.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad? Why would something happen to Dad? Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable. And when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Airborne Guy here with great immune support news. New Airborne plus energy. We took Airborne's 14 vitamins, minerals, and herbs, like zinc, echinacea, and vitamin C, and added 8 B vitamins for energy support. Plus, it's caffeine-free. New Airborne plus energy in great-tasting natural citrus or berry flavors. Airborne, real immune support. Also an effervescent, chewables, and new hot soothing mix.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're a libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
From the Voice last night, an NBC product, right? The Voice?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
This is Julio Cesar Castillo and Teresa Griffin opening the program with the Conga. Want to crank this up, Richie? These are the battle rounds continuing with the two members of the same team. And the coach of the team has to make a decision which one stays and goes. Isn't that how it works?
Yep.
That's how it goes.
All right.
Why do I feel like I'm on a, cruise ship?
Yeah. Ah, there you go. And Mr. Castillo is the one who won for Blake. Next performers, Dez Duran and Paulina with Just the Way You Are. Too much bass in this, in these accompanying. Have you noticed that? Too much drum and too much bass. Is that me or?
The bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it's too much of that stuff.
I don't. No, I haven't noticed that. I think it's okay.
Really?
Exactly.
All right, Christina decided the winner of her team's battle round was Dez Duran. Pauline apparently not very impressive, as you guys all suggested there. Okay. Benji and Sam James perform Shot Through the Heart. Sounds like a heart song or something.
It's a Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi.
From Adam's team.
It's okay.
But he's the first thing. There's Sam James, who ended up winning.
Yeah, he sounds a little hot.
Adam picked Sam James to win. So as we continue to listen to some of the music from The Voice last night, here's Nicholas David and Todd Kessler singing She's Gone. Now it's up to me. Team CeeLo.
This is interesting. She's
gone. Pretty good.
Yeah, it actually is pretty good. Good material to work with. It's a good song for two people. What do you think, Roberta?
Not bad.
Yeah, it's the best one so far, I think.
It was okay, but I will tell you the guy, what's his name, Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas David.
Butt ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot see dude on an album cover.
But he won the battle round anyway.
He did win.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He did win.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to you. Judging people, by the
he's
way.
He's just a strange-looking dude, man. I'm sorry. It may sound mean, but he's just a strange-looking dude.
Somebody came here from another planet. They might think you were a strange-looking dude.
Yeah, I'm a strange-looking dude. That's why do you think I'm in radio?
Lila Broussard and Susanna Schauffele singing The Dog Days Are Over.
Jennifer, go look at that guy and tell me what you think of him. Tell me if you'd go out with him.
Blake picks the winner here, Team Blake. Susanna won.
Alright, now, but this is the interesting one.
Yeah.
Somebody stole her, huh?
Oh, no, not on this one.
No.
Okay, not on the next one, somebody stole her.
Alright, not from the voice. I need to ask a quickie quiz question.
Oh, okay.
2020 quickie quiz question. What does GEICO stand for?
Oh.
800, what do you mean? Oh. 800.
I know that one.
510-825. Really, if it was easy, why don't you have it right like that? I mean, you can't. Give us the answer.
You want me to?
Because I would like to have the audience participate and win a swell prize. 800-510-8255. Matter of fact, we have some pretty nice, I think we would call these cosmetic products, right? From Pure Attitude, they're cosmetic products.
Well, not cosmetic so much as cleaning products. They're like...
What? Purifying your face? And
yeah.
All right, okay. So what does GEICO mean? 800-510-8255.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take a TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Report also will include an update on the Million Muppet March planned for Washington. Boy, that's big stuff.
It's big news. Breaking news.
Big news.
We're going to be taken over by puppets.
Right.
Angry ones.
Uh-huh. You know what fascinates me about social media? Jennifer's going to give us an update on what's going on Twitter and Facebook here. There's a photo that was posted of me as part of this group of people, one of the things at the Talkers Convention last Thursday.
People to watch out for was the group name.
We always to look out for. I'm just looking at the pictures and then fiddling around on the Facebook page. And as you cross your, what do you call it? The
cursor?
The mouse.
Cursor.
Across the screen, and various people are identified in the picture.
They're tagged.
Heidi Harrison, Lars Larson sitting next to me, and then me. And then it says 19 photos in a little parenthetical thing. So I just clicked on that. Never did it before. It brings around a bunch of pictures that have been posted of me in Ireland. And various radio stations I've visited.
Pictures you've been tagged in.
And people who have uploaded photos of Charlotte and Megan or the farm or me being at events. I just find it fascinating. And also somebody riding the tractor at the farm. It's cool. And I haven't really, there's an old picture in there of me at a dinner. Good Lord, I don't even know how far back it goes. But it's what you see there. It's another testament to once something happens and it gets up there, it never goes away. Never. Never, 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 never. So Hulk Hogan, let that be a lesson to you. Meanwhile, Jennifer, your update for us, please. Should we do that before we do the contest?
And we absolutely can. Absolutely. We are discussing a couple of things on our Facebook page, and the one that is really picking up steam this morning is, do you think we should legalize pot? Doug and I were talking about this earlier in the day. Do you think we should? And my computer just signed out, so holy moly. You keep talking.
All right, so now let's get the answer.
No.
Right.
Why did it log me out? I was just reading off the Facebook page. It logged me out.
Maybe there's a government monitor.
You know what it was?
What's that?
I actually have to blame you, Doug, because you sent me this picture of Matthew Harrison that he tagged you in.
Yeah.
I followed the link and it said I have to log in to see it.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, I thought it would be...
So do you need me to go over there, Jen?
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
come on, let's
want,
go.
Yes.
Never mind.
You know what I'm looking at? You.
Oh, wait, I got it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm so good at what I do.
Yeah, great.
Hey, at least I'm not lying about it. Okay, do you think we should legalize pot is the question. Norman said yes, 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 yes. John said, sure, make it legal, make it safe, tax it. Marvin said, yes, of course. Michelle said, absolutely, bring more revenue to our state and country in lieu of Mexico. People are going to smoke it, illegal or not. Matthew said, indeed. Thomas said, yes. Lou said, no way. Decriminalize it, yes, but to legalize it would mean gas stations would sell it. We need no more reasons for kids to get it. Tina said she believes in legalizing pot and making money off of it. Marshall said, no, pot nearly killed my kids before they were able to turn their lives around. Bad for the brain, bad for thinking, kills motivation. Can't see how a legal stamp of approval helps the kids. Decriminalize, perhaps, but it does put people at risk and should continue to be treated as a dangerous substance. Matt said, yes, and tax the bejesus out of it. In short, make it like alcohol with an age limit to buy and not to be used while driving. So
well, that was one of the
chime in now.
The reason that it came into the focus is because one of the discussions about taxation, how much better it'll be if it's taxed, apparently that it isn't the windfall that some, at least that's one point of view, and those people who don't want to legalize marijuana would be the ones that tell you that. So,
well, I think it also has to do with people. It's then going to go into the government telling you what you can grow, because unlike alcohol, pot is really easy to have at home.
Yeah.
You know, you can grow it, and so then the government comes into your house and tells you what you can and cannot grow at home, and it's a whole new set of problems.
Smoke, if I wanted to smoke the silk from the corn, that I don't know, that's maybe just as bad as marijuana. I don't know, slightest idea. But a lot of people smoke silk from corn, or they dry corn and they smoke it like tobacco. Who knows? Been treated with Roundup, what does that do for you?
Me, Dougum, Stefan, I was smoking corn.
Smoke corn silk.
Hey, can I share with you something I just, somebody sent me when you're talking about amazing things in social media?
Yeah.
There's a new tool from netbase.com used to measure the mood of the voters on Twitter for the different candidates.
Yeah.
So for Obama and Romney and Biden and Ryan, and this thing, it measures the overall mood, the mood of men, and the mood of women. And it looks like a gas gauge with red on the left half and green on the right, and then it's kind of neutral in the middle. And it measures the Twitterverse, how people are tweeting about them, negative or positive. And they've built filters that have slang or curse words or positive or happy words in it. And this thing is constantly updating every 10 seconds.
Really?
You have to check. It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. So it's moving as people are tweeting negative or positive about any one of the four candidates. It's moving the meters on their gas gauge.
That's a little over the top, frankly.
No, it's
well, for you it isn't. For me it is. I think it's hard. The emotion
the debates,
on a flat screen, emotion related discussion on a flat screen seem oxymoronic. How the hell can you tell somebody's passion by looking at a flat screen?
Well,
I don't get that.
During the debates, I like to monitor Twitter and Facebook and just kind of see how everybody's reacting.
Yeah.
And it's hard because it moves so fast. This is something where you can kind of use it as a second tool to just kind of watch what's going on.
800-510-8255. A quickie quiz asks if you know what GEICO stands for. Jeff is in West Monroe, Louisiana. GEICO, one of our big advertisers, so it's interesting to see how people follow this name, this brand. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
What does GEICO stand for?
Government Employees Insurance Company.
That is correct.
Good
Government
job.
Employees. So it was purchased by Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. You knew that, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Government Employees Insurance Company was a quasi-public operation, because government employee, and then it became a private operation, and then it was purchased by Warren Buffett, and their model is to spend a lot of money, about 40% of their profits, if you will, not profits, but their budget for advertising is among the largest in the country, and it serves them well, because is there anybody who doesn't know GEICO? Who doesn't know GEICO? And what GEICO does. So it shows that stuff, that advertising works, I think. All right, Jeff, would you like to have a cosmetic, let's see, here we go, one, two, three, a cosmetic kit of a face wash, moisturizing cream, and eye cream, or would you like a Doug Stefan deal?
Doug Stefan deal.
Doug Stefan deal. Wow, your face is perfect,
smart
I'm sure
man.
As it is. Yes, right. All right, Jeff, good man. I'm glad to hear from you. Take good care. Hold on just a second. It's time for us to get to the Queen of Cheap and find out what sort of benefits you get from following what she has posted at DougSteffen.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow. Let's start with the number one way of being cheap, and that actually is learning how to use money correctly. And that's a really important thing that, you know, a lot of kids, I'd say most kids, have no idea about. Well, ING Planet Orange has started a kids' savings account, and your child can be young, can be a grade school kid, and you set up this account. They can even access it on their computer. It's a savings account, and they can put money in it, save it, budget, and they have free booklets that you give the kids, and they can work with these booklets and do what they can with their allowance. So it's a great way to teach your kids how to save and how to use money correctly, and we have the link for you at DougSteffen.com. Coming up in November for Veterans Day, Golden Corral's doing it again. They have Military Appreciation Dinner, and it's a free meal for military. That's on November 12th, or anyone who has served in the military. If you've got...
All right, so you can be a veteran,
yes,
or an active duty enlisted person,
right,
and you
exactly
can benefit from that. How do you, if you have a veteran status, do you have a card or something? I guess you have some kind of identification
that
shows you're a vet. I don't know.
I'm you have a license plate on your card.
Matter of fact, somebody answer that. What do you, if you're a vet, how do people know when you go for special benefits, how do you prove you're a vet? Do you just have... What do you have? 800-510-8255.
There's a card for V. Yeah,
yeah, I just don't know. I'd like to know. Yeah, go ahead, Roberta. You done?
We've got an audio version of the Bible. It's a free download from Amazon.com. It's the English Standard Version, and it's dramatized. So if you want to listen to a dramatized version of the Bible in your car,
as read by Bill Maher.
You know, it's kind of a neat thing to do, I guess. And the Halloween coupon books are out. We kind of have a rundown of them for you. The Burger King Halloween coupon book, the McDonald's Halloween coupon book, and the Wendy's Halloween coupon book. And I think they're all each a dollar. And to me, I think the McDonald's wins. You get four free small cones, four free apple slices, and four free milk jugs or juice boxes. Burger King gives you three soft serve ice creams and three value size soft drink. And Wendy's gives you 10 free frosty coupons. So
okay.
I guess it's on your
those
preference.
Are none of the reasons anybody would go to any of those three places. So you're giving them away to get people more.
Well,
interesting. Who would go to
book. It's instead of giving kids candy at the door, you give them a coupon. That's the idea. Or you give them a coupon book.
All right.
For a dollar, you get all this stuff.
Healthy.
Well, I mean, the apple slice is not bad from McDonald's.
Last year's apple.
Milk jugs. You know, it's not bad.
All right, so veteran status. Let me see. Let's have Denise help us out with this. All this, by the way, is posted in the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com. Denise, how do veterans prove that they're veterans?
Well, they do have a veteran's ID card, but they can also use their DD-214, which is their discharge papers, to show their veteran status.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. You wouldn't carry that around necessarily. Bob, you're a vet?
Right.
And what do you show when you want to get veterans' benefits?
Well, most veterans have already gotten some of their benefits. So you have a service-connected ID card for VA health care. You've got a VFW card or a American Legion card. Or a DAV card, American Veteran card.
You've heard me talk about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They help a lot of veterans. Do they, when you go in there, do they ask you for one of these proofs of ID?
Yeah, usually the DD Form 214. That shows all of your areas.
But do you
of
carry that around? Is that a big piece of paper? Do you normally carry that around with you, or would you need something you could put in your wallet, like a?
They can shrink it down
card?
To the size of a credit card. Ask the DAV for a credit card version of it, and it shrinks it down to the size of a credit card.
Got it. All right. Thank you both for helping us understand that. Denise, by the way, are you a veteran?
No, I'm not, but my husband is.
Yeah, got it. All right. Thanks for the help. Appreciate it. Speaking of help, a quick note about the Purple Heart Service Foundation, all the services and programs that they help provide to veterans. They're always eager and anxious to help the veterans out. And if you'd like to be helpful to them, there are any number of things you can do to donate. All of them are 100% tax deductible. Give a car, a boat, cash, whatever it is. You may want to call them at 877-743-6000. 1631. That's the Purple Heart Service Foundation, always in need of funds to help do the good work they do with veterans around the country. 877-743-1631.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
All right, so I'm going to speculate a little bit here on the Big Bird. Or people keep calling it the plan to save Big Bird. Big Bird wants nothing to do with this. Big Bird
actually,
wants to stay.
Said, leave me alone.
Yeah, right.
Pull my
stay
ads.
As far away from this.
Well, they
as
made
possible.
Them pull the ads that they were using.
Well, yeah. What? Well, but this is a march, supposedly the Million Muppet March, to defend backing for PBS. This is really schmarmy stuff. In that most everybody doesn't understand what the whole deal is, and it's just become a battle cry for foolishness among people who are ignorant as to how PBS actually functions. And these people, television, Children's Television Workshop, I told you when we first started this, they made $340 million last year just on the sale of the paraphernalia that comes from this show. The producers make jillions, and they're embarrassed by all of this, and they'd like it to go away. Because the more you talk about it, the more scrutiny there is on what they're doing and how much money they're making. So it's not something that they're sanctioning, let's just put it that way. All right, so the Golden Globes, Jen, announcement of who's going to host them.
Yeah, this is my favorite story of the day. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are going to be set to host the 70th annual Golden Globes Award, Golden Globes Awards on Sunday, January 13th, which is cool because I think this is the first time that two women have actually hosted the show together, which is fun. I think they'll have a good time because they're both kind of funny and they're best friends. That's cool. All right, Mitt Romney has canceled his Thursday appearance on The View. Bum, bum, bum. You know they're going to rip him apart for that one.
Really?
Yeah, his wife, Anne, will still appear on the show. Romney's people blame the cancellation on a scheduling problem. So Anne will be there. He will not.
All right, my favorite story is the David Letterman story.
Yeah, and I was going to just get to...
Where are you?
Michelle Obama is going to be on Live with Kelly and Michael. That's so weird to say, not Regis and Kelly. Yeah. All right, so let me give you the big gossip. There are rumors a-swirling that Paul Schaefer may leave David Letterman when his contract expires. He's been on the show for 30 years now, and he's got another 2 years left on his contract, and he's told a few publications that he's going to be ready to lay down and take a little nap after
those
2 years.
You know how foolish that is. I mean, what are you kind of worried? This is not hard work. So he has to score a couple of tunes every night for the band. Most of it is all jamming anyway. I mean, what is he talking about? Is there something else going on here? There's
he's
always
probably
something
bored.
Else.
I mean, you imagine, 30 years, maybe he's just bored.
Richie.
Standing on the side of the stage.
By that definition, then I should be bored doing what I'm doing.
No, because you're engaged in what's going on.
And you're only at 25.
On right.
In
right.
5 more years.
No, but I've been doing this for that long. And then some.
Practice makes perfect.
51 after on Good Day.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com.
Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. All right, what's new at DougSteffen.com today is, well, there are a number I should have R as the word, the vowel that I use, not is. But the first one is the video of the day. It says, you look at it, it's a picture, or it looks like a picture, but it becomes a video, of Brad Pitt, who last week signed with Chanel No. 5, and they put together over the weekend a new online commercial. And so here's the audio from the Brad, maybe there's a functional something or other. He's saying, I think this is bad. Jennifer and I previewed it earlier. What did you think of it, Jennifer? Did you think it was bad?
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of silly. It takes itself too seriously.
All right, so listen to what Brad Pitt does as he makes love to the camera.
It's not a journey. Every journey ends, but we go on. The world turns and we turn with it. Plans disappear. Dreams take over. But wherever I go, there you are. My luck, my fate, my fortune. Chanel No. 5.
My God.
Inevitable.
My God.
I could do that.
Right? Isn't it just a little too much?
He got $7 million for that.
Oh, right, how so stupid is that?
The poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you think of Brad Pitt's commercial? A, very sexy, I'd buy Chanel No. 5. B, it's definitely different. I like it. C, it's kind of strange to have a male spokesperson selling women's perfume. D, it's very odd. I don't get it.
And E, you look like a total dork.
Yeah,
I know. Anybody who takes himself too seriously, not funny. They should have had him be like laughing and cute.
Yeah. Our poll yesterday, down to the final four. Which baseball team are you rooting for?
None of them. I'm out of
Go
baseball.
Go Detroit.
28% said the Cardinals. 27% said the Tigers. 26% said the San Francisco Giants. 19% said the Yankees. So the Yankees are. I saw something yesterday.
Yankees
Richie,
are done.
Didn't I see somebody? Did I see an email to you, or you sent me a copy of somebody offering tickets to the game?
Game?
No, here's what happened. Who was eliminated on Saturday? It was Washington, right?
That was Friday night, and please don't remind me.
Washington was eliminated Friday night.
But the Washington
they had sent tickets to all
ticket
of their season ticket holders
season
before
ticket
the
holders
game was over.
Right, season? No, it was the next morning.
So it'd be better.
The most monumental collapse of a game five in a division series ever. It was crushing, crushing. Then the next morning you wake up as a season ticket holder after you've been crushed to see an email saying, hey, listen, if you'd like to get World Series tickets for your Nationals, click here. Oops.
Yeah. Duh.
If it wasn't for RG3 on Sunday being as spectacular as he was for the Redskins, the suicide rate in Washington would have tripled.
Yes,
it was a crushing
another example
defeat.
Underscoring what I say about too much emphasis on sports. It's nice to
it was just so heartbreaking.
All right, speaking of sports, a hockey referee who officiated at a tournament over the weekend in Colorado, checking in at the airport with a traveling companion, pointed out that the Alaska Airlines ticket agent had put his sticker on friend's luggage. The agent said it didn't matter since they were both traveling to the same destination. At any rate, the bags were headed along the conveyor belt. Then the fellow's name, Peter Friesma, what he said next temporarily shut down the airport, forced hundreds of passengers into the cold night air, caused a lot of them to miss their connections, and he landed up in jail. He said to the TSA agent, but my, when the, again, the, they put the sticker on the same, you know, they both go to the same place, so he put his sticker on her bag and vice versa. He said, but my friend's bag has a bomb in it. The agent heard him say that. Next call was to TSA. Uh-huh. Next thing, he walks out with handcuffs. He's sitting in jail today awaiting a hearing that won't take place until November 3rd.
Wow.
He may have been joking, but nobody is amused by that,
not laughing at that
sort
anymore.
Of thing. No, So the result, all these people being inconvenienced, cost of delaying those flights, and man, oh man. So that story is at DougStefan.com.
Where's the common sense here?
Yeah.
Both from the guy saying there's a bomb in the bag and from the TSA. I mean, why does he have to be in jail for a month?
Yeah. Well, because they want to rub your nose in it.
Right.
But it wasn't a smart thing for him to say. No matter how you slice it, it was not a bright thing for him to say. You can think it or you can say it when you get beyond their earshot, but not smart. And you're right, Richie. Again, complete overreaction, which is what the TSA is most known for. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.